Lach Vav states, V'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam laharis atzmai kilu ba'atzmai yotza ata v'shiva v'tzrayim. In every generation and generation, a person is l'chuyiv to demonstrate, to show. The Rambam's gear says, we know is not liraisis atzmai, as we have in Or HaGadah, which really imply that he should view himself. But the Rambam says, chayiv adam laharis atzmai, he should demonstrate, he should act. As if he himself went out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'yisonu v'yisim yishom. V'al dover zet tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah v'zachartu ki evin v'yisa. And on that we have a tzivui in the Torah that it says v'zachartu ki evin v'yisa. Kloimer ki l'ato bi'atzmacho v'yisa evin v'yotzosa l'cheiris v'nifta. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah min HaTorah that you should do things at the night of the Seder that shows that you are free. Not only view yourself, that's not the Girsa according to Rambam, Laharis is Atzma to show. Now, what is this mitzvah? Is it a 614th mitzvah? The Kiryas Sefer says that this mitzvah is included in the mitzvah of Haggadah. There's a mitzvah of Haggadah to relate the story, and part of that mitzvah of Haggadah is to demonstrate and show that you are free through your actions. We'll see the Rambam says one of the demonstrations that you are free is by drinking the wine. Pshuta, the Rambam says that is a kiyum of laharis es atzma kilu yotzim emitzrayim. And therefore, your makayim, the mitzvah's essay deraisa by drinking wine. We find the Chinuch says, when he speaks about the mitzvah HaGadah, he says, Dini HaMitzvah, L'safri yitzias etzrayim v'lishtais da'al kaisis. What did he put Lishlis Dalakaisis in the middle of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim? It would go very well with the Rambam. There's a mitzvah Laharis Esatzmai Hilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. And therefore, that Laharis is part of the mitzvah of Haggadah. So the Rambam says, L'fichach kishisayit adam balai lahazet sarich lecho v'lishtais v'umesiv derech eris. Therefore, when a person eats at the night of the Seder, he has to eat and drink while he is leaning, and that is derech eris. That is how you makayim laharis es atzmai, by leaning while you eat and drink. And the Rambam, of course, is mashma throughout the Suda. Later he says the Iker mitzvah is during matz and dalakaisis, but the Rambam says throughout the Suda. And then the Rambam says, v'afilu ani asparnas minat staka, that we know. And then the Rambam says, "Kol echad v'echad bein anoshim bein noshim chayiv lishlis b'lai lazet," that both men and women are chayiv to drink wine in the night of the Seder. So therefore, kipshutai, the Rambam is mashma. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa laharis es atzmai, and to be mekayim to the raisa, we maybe could do it any way we want, possibly to show we are free. But Chazal or Masakin, how are you mekayim to the raisa? How do you show you're free? Number one, the Rambam says, when you eat and drink, you do it for haseva derech eris. And the Rambam says, you drink dalad kaisis, yayin, that is also a demonstration of cheres. And I want to ask a shayla. Why do you think noshim are chayiv in haseva? Why do you think noshim are chayiv to leave? It is a mitzvah essay shazman grama. And the simple answer is, what? Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say that on a seva. The Gemara says dalakaisis afi hayavaisa nes. But the Gemara doesn't say that on a seva. The Gemara should say that noshim have to leave because afi hayavaisa nes. The pashup shot is because noshim are mechuyavis in the mitzvah of Haggadah, and that's mavur in the Rambam. When the Rambam lists the mitzvahs that Noshim are pturis from, he omits the mitzvah of Haggadah, meaning Noshim are mechuyavis in the mitzvah of Haggadah. So if the mechuyav in the mitzvah of Haggadah, and chayiv adam laharis es atzma ki l'yotzim in Mitzrayim, is a chelik of the mitzvah of Haggadah, no. So Noshim are chayiv laharis es atzma, therefore they have to lean. But kana ben shoyl, so why by dalal kaisis do we have to say, afein hoya baisanes? Let's say the same reason by Dalad Kaisis. If Dalad Kaisis is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Laharis Atzma Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, and therefore they're Chayiv in Aseva, because it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Laharis, which is part of Haggadah, say the same thing by Dalad Kaisis. Right? No, Mishka Chayla. No, what's next?
Is it So
the
isha is
potter v'aseiv,
but the
chayv v'dal kaisiv. What do you mean, she's chshuva? What do you mean, isha potter? Yes, if chayv she's potter because they derech l'aseiv. But doesn't mean she's potter from aseiv. But father, she's chayv v'aseiv. There's times she doesn't do it because emes balala isha chashuva. It's man grom and the teretz is chayv od laharis es atzma. And the answer to that would lead someone to say that in hachinami, to be mechayiv in the mitzvah of chayiv laharis, both by the mitzvah of haseva and both by the mitzvah of shtiyas yayin, we don't need afein hoya b'isanes, because avada it's part of laharis, which is part of agoda. But it would seem that the mitzvah of dalakaisis is another kiyum in addition to chayiv od laharis esatz mekila yotzim mitzrayim. So therefore, the part that you're mekayim laharis es atzmai, that's like a seva. You don't need afein hoya b'isanes. But there's another kiyum, there's another mitzvah, that a person has to drink dal kaisis in addition to the mitzvah that is part of the Haggadah. And there's a little deek in the Lashon HaRambam, I'm not going to hang my hat on it, but it's interesting. The Rambam says, "B'chol davar dar chayiv od laharis atzmai kila b'isanes yotzim mitzrayim, lefichach kishisayin sarich le'echol." And then when it comes to Yayin, he says, Chayiv lishtos b'lai lazeh. He doesn't say, Tzorich lishtos, just like Tzorich lahasev, let him say Tzorich lishtos. The Rambam says, no, in Dal Kaisis is included two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv that a person has to drink to show he's free. In addition, there is a chiyuv that a person has to drink Dal Kaisis for a different reason. What's the nature of the two chiyuvim of Dal Kaisis? Now, many are familiar with the Brisk Rav's famous, beautiful Torah. Let me just go through it a little bit quicker so everyone should appreciate and enjoy it. There's a Rambam which quotes the Gemara Lefi, the Girsa the Rambam had, that if a person drinks Dalat Kaisis, Einay Mozik. What does Einay Mozik mean? It's chai. It doesn't taste good. It's not something that you would enjoy. The Rambam says that the Dalat Kaisis has to be a shtiyah reva. The Rambam says it has to be according to the Das HaShoysa. But he says, if you drink the Arba Kaisis, Eina Mozik Chai, Ye Yaitza Arba Kaisis, Velo Yotza Yedei Chemis. Ye Yaitza the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, you're not Yaitza Chemis. But if you drink it, when it is Mozik, it's pleasant, but you drink it, Bavasachas, at one time, then you Yotza Yedei Chemis, Velo Yotza Yedei Arba Kaisis. And the Rambam already here suggests that there's really two halachas, two different mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis. There's a mitzvah which he calls Cheres, which presumably is a kiyum of Chayiv od laharis es atzmai kilu yotzei mitzrayim. And there, you have to drink wine that's tasty, that's enjoyable. After all, you're showing Cheres. And truthfully, it would seem today that how are we mekayim the mitzvah of the rites of Chayiv od laharis? Many of us are, ladies are in Mason. Is manazeya. I mean, I didn't rav yohols. You don't even have to be mesiv. It seems drinking the dalat kaisis yayin is taka mitzvah deraisa. Is manazeya. Some are mekel with other types of wine or grape juice. You know, it would seem that according to the Rambam, your mamish makayim a mitzvah deraisa when you drink the dalat kaisis, and that's derech heiris. And I would tell you nochvait a chiddush, and I can't say it's ladina because the Achrayim don't seem to go that way, but according to the Rambam, the Dalat Kaisis is a mitzvah of Chayiv od Laharis, which is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Haggadah. L'chur, you have to drink the fourth Kais before Chatzais. When does the mitzvah of Haggadah expire? When does the mitzvah of Haggadah expire? It expires at the time of the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Pesach. Rav Lozer ben Azariah holds, that's Chatzais. That's why we rush Titafi Kaimah to Chatzais. Why shouldn't we have to complete the Dalat Kaisis by Chatzais? That's a chelik of the mitzvah of Haggadah. The Rambam says, you're Makayev Chayiv od Laharis Esatz Makil Yotz Rambam by drinking the wine. Especially if we don't have Haseva Bizman as a by Noshim. And maybe by men it's not Haseva also the Rav Yoshita. So Bemis, that's a kiyum of Haggadah. L'chur Haggadah has to be before Chatzais. The Achrayim say, look, Hakhila should be before Chatzais. And if I ask around, I probably would not find more than one person who drinks the wine before Chatzais. Am I right? Anyone drink the wine before Chatzais? Yes, not even you, one person we found. Ramatel's son. Very Ramatel. Because of this reason? Not because of this reason. Tais says the Chatzil afterwards. But what do you do with the Rambam? If it's a Chelik of Haggadah, it has to be drunk before Chatzais, no? You don't hold that way.
Vasachas,
yeah. If
you need to
hear us,
if you drink Vasachas, that means you don't need
offer.
You don't
deserve Dalat Kaisis. Maybe you need Dalat Kaisis, but it can't be Vasachas. You need Dalat Kaisis, but it could be Vasachas. The Rav learns that it's not all Seder HaGadol. We'll see.
Or,
I mean, Pashat, the Rambam ends off Chayiv Dalat Kaisis. If someone say Yitzchak is one Kais, you don't need four. Nope. Al Kofanim, so therefore, what do we have in the Rambam? We have the Rambam says if you drink chai, you're not yaitzacheris, you're yaitzadal kaisis. If you drink babasachas, you're yaitzacheris, but you're not yaitzadal kaisis. What are these two things over here? This is Makosavka. So the Brisk Rav in his famous Shtikl Torah says, find a seat. No, you're Miyushev, I feel better. The Brisk Rav says like this. He says, Avadr is a chiv to drink dalat kaisis, chayiv adam lishlis dalat kaisis. That's to demonstrate cheiris, that's a mitzvah of shtiyas kaisis. That's without a question. But there's another halach of dalat kaisis. He brings shitas taisis that has at least a tzad, that when you drink dalat kaisis, you don't have to drink dalat kaisis. Just like I make kiddush and I'm mitzvah you, I could say kiddush, hagadah, birchamazin, halal kaisis, and be mitzvah you also. There's no need for me to drink the kais. That's a din of kais shel bracha. Chazal were masakin the night of the Seder to drink four kaises. In addition, Chazal were masakin the night of the Seder to have four kaises shel bracha. So therefore, there's one halacha that your yaitza, if you drink the wine correctly, the halacha of kais shel bracha, because you said four of these amiris ala kais. And also your yaitza, the other halacha, of drinking four kaisis, which is the other halacha. If it's chai, you don't have the halacha of kais shel cheiris. It doesn't taste good, it's not cheiris. But lemais, it's a kais shel bracha. If you drink it b'basachas, which the Rav learns, you did not drink it with the proper place, you didn't have the amiras al ha-kais, that's very nice. You didn't have the kais shel bracha, but you definitely had the halacha of derech cheiris. That's how the Brisk Rav learns from Shah. And the Velt says over a Maisa, which could have happened, I don't recall where I saw it, that there was once, the Brisk Rav held this Shtikl Torah l'halacha, not just to say it before Pesach at a shir, or to say Pshat in the Rambam, there was its case that they had enough money, a group of people, and I think he was one of them, the Brisk Rav with his brother, and they only had money to buy wine for one, or Chamar Medina, something which is not wine, but some very choshev drink, which is kashla pesa for everyone. So sometimes, why should one have the wine and be yaitza and the others have nothing? Let everyone have a little bit less, and everyone will have, rather than one have a lot more, right? It makes sense. However, the Brisk Rav said no, and I'm sure the Olam's chapping, he says, no, what's the point? Chamer Medina, you're only yaitza kaishel bracha. I can be mitzvah you in the kaishel bracha. So therefore, if I say the Halal, and I say the Kiddush, and I say the Berach Samazin, and I say the Agadah Al Chamer Medina, you have the Kaishel Bracha also. If you drink the Chamer Medina, you also only have the Kaishel Bracha. You're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Cheris, in any event. You might as well have wine for one, that he'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Cheris, and everyone will be Mekayim, the Kaishel Bracha, by listening to me. If you buy Chamer Medina for everyone, everyone will be drinking Chamer Medina. They won't be Yaitza Cheiris. They'll be Yaitza Kaisha Bracha. There's no need that everyone should drink the Kaisha Bracha. This is the Brisk Rav's Torah in his Sefer, and this is an application where I understand he passed like this, Pilei Ploy. But let me ask you two shilas that bothered me on the Brisk Rav. Is there a Gemara Psachim among Shkayach? One Gemara I have difficulty of reading according to the Brisk Rav. The Gemara says in Psachim that the third kais is Birchas Hamazon, right? The third kais is Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara wonders, Birchas Hamazon needs a kais. What's happens? The third kais is Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara says, Arba kaisei tikne rabbonin derech cheiris, kol chad v'chad navi be'mitzvah. The Gemara's mashma that the Chazal or Masakin four kaises derech cheiris, and let's do a mitzvah on each. Hagadah, Birch Samazin, Halil, Kiddush. It's mashma that the halach of saying Hagadah and Birch Samazin, ala kais, is the kais of derech cheiris. according to the Briska Rav, you don't say the Birchas HaMozen on the Kais of Derech Cheres. On the contrary, the Kais Shel Cheres is the Kais you drink, and in the Chosim B'Basachas, you Yotzei. There's nothing else. That's the mitzvah. Then there's another halacha that you have to have a Kais Shel Bracha, and it doesn't have to be Derech Cheres at all. You could drink Chai, you Yotzei. So how could the Gemara say, Arba Kais and Tikna Rabban and Derech Cheres, Kol Chad V'Chad Navi B'Mitzvah? It's not true. It's the Arba Kaisis, Tikkun Rabban, and Derech Cheres. Those Kaisis of Derech Cheres are not the Kaisis that you have a halacha to say the Amiran. On the contrary, if you drink Chai, you're not Yetzir Cheres, and still you have to have Amira. And furthermore, the Gemara's Mashma that the Takona of Amira La Kaisis, after you have this din of Dalal Kaisis, they were Masakin on that. I'm just an elaboration of the first Shiloh. They were Masakin on that Kaisho Cheres. The Amira. Not that you were Masakin, a completely different takana that you have in Amira al Kais. The Lashon HaGemara, it's not Shvet. You're going to be a hard time tonight. It's very Shvet, the Lashon HaGemara. I think it's very Shvet. And secondly, it's also very difficult. The way the Briska Rav learns, Shosu V'Basachas means that you drank it V'Basachas. What does that mean? That you drank it Shaloy al Seder HaGadah. The Rambam didn't even introduce the Seder that you're supposed to say the first Kiddush and second Haggadah, the third Birchas HaMazon and the Hal until the next Halacha. So Shosim Basacha should mean that if you didn't have the proper Amiris ala Kais, you Yosef ala Kaisis, and you're not Yosef Derech Cheres, the Rambam doesn't introduce the Halacha of having Haggadah ala Kais and the other Amiris ala Kais till later. To me, it's a little bit schwer to understand the way the Briska Rav learned. Because, I mean, he quotes these Gemaras in the Shtickel Torah, but he obviously had a way to read them. To me, it's a little difficult. So let me just suggest something which maybe could give a little different understanding in Dalal Kais. Not a tremendous Chiddush, but something a little different. Now, I've said over the Shaila that I heard from Rav Gershon Zaks. Let me just repeat it. Maybe not everyone heard what I heard. What I heard, they didn't hear. What I said over, I heard. He told me that he was once at a Seder with the Briska Rav, and the Kais was spilled in the middle of the Seder. Could happen to the best of us, right? Middle, you're starting to finish, and you're already looking forward to matzah morer, and the Kais spilled. He said, the Kais spilled. He told us what I heard from Rabbi Gershon Zaks. He says, you have to say over the Haggadah. So I asked Reb Gershon, I said, Reb Gershon, Shashiva, I say, the Briska Rav says it's a Kais Shel Bracha, right? It's like Kiddush. Haggadah ala Kais is Kiddush ala Kais, right? What's the halacha if a Kais spills after you make Kiddush? What's the halacha? You're making Kiddush, and as you're about to drink it, the Kais spills. What do? You take another Kais, you fill it up, and you drink it. You don't have to say over Kiddush, right? You don't have to say over Kiddush. You don't have to say over Kiddush. So it should be the same here. Why should I go to be any different? If it's a Kais Shel Bracha, it's Mavur Kais Shel Bracha, doesn't require that you have to re-say the Kiddush. Why should you re-say that Gotha? Why should you do it? Now you told me, I should talk a Shvet. You didn't know. Want to be Mechalach, spill the middle, spill the end. Saif Dover, you didn't know. So I want to tell you how you could say Pshat in this Maisa, whether it's Emesa Pshat, no one knows. If the Briska Rav wanted to be Chayish of the Sheet, I don't know. But an explanation of Dalal Kaisis, I think it fits in very nicely. There's a Mordechai in Masechet Pesachim that asks the Gevaldik Shaila. He says, why do we split up Halal, have two Prokim before the Suda and the rest of Halal afterwards? It seems that all Halal should go together, even though maybe they deal with two different Kufis. But why do we split up Halal? We never split up Halal. So the Mordechai says, and I know I'm in trouble because this is a different Tiras Adaf from the Mordechai. I'll find it over here, no problem. The Mordechai says like this. The Mordechai says, why do you divide up Halal? He says a very good reason. He says, listen, there's a din of Shir Al Hayayin. Kais Rishon is Kiddush. Kais Shlishi is Birchas HaMazon. Kais Revi is Halal. Oimrim Shir Al Hayayin. And he used the Lashon, you're Mahadur the Kais, you beautify the Kais. By saying a Shir on the Kais, you beautify the Kais. How do you beautify the second kais? The second kais has no beautification. There's nothing there. The Mordechai says, no, maybe have Haggadah. You have Haggadah, maybe. Haggadah. So the Mordechai, that's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. That's no Shira, that's no song. You're not beautifying the kais. Therefore, you have to take the first two prakam of Halal, place it before the Sum to be Mahadur the kais. So the Mordechai tells us, I think a Gevaldik a Chiddush. The Mordechai tells us that it's not a Kaishal Bracha. What does a Kaishal Bracha mean? Kiddush is the Iker, and the Kiddush is set on the Kais. That's Mahadur the Kiddush. We could use that terminology. By Lel Pesach, it's Pumfaker. The Iker is the Shtia. What is the Bracha? To be Mahadur the Kais. It's the exact opposite in Kol HaShana. No, it's a night from Shinuyim. We say, Kiddush ala Kais. Kiddush is the Iker. The Kais comes to be Mahadur the Kiddush. Here there's a mitzvah to drink Dalat Kaisis. There's a mitzvah to drink Dalat Kaisis. But we want to be Mahadur the Kaisis. You want to be Mahadur the Kaisis, say a Shira. What's the Shira on the Kais? A Bracha is a Shira. A Halal is a Shira. A Berch Samaz is a Shira. Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma is not a Shira. Therefore, we take the two Prakam of Halal, we place them before the Suda, and therefore we have a Shira la Kais. Therefore, I can understand if it spills. You want to say that God the whole, or why? You want to be Ma'adur the Kais? No, you have to say the whole God, the half the God, the Veis Chadish. But Al Koponim, there is a Cheshbin, at least to understand why it's Shayach to say over the Haggadah. Not because you're missing a Kaishal Bracha. Kaishal Bracha doesn't require you to say it over. But what is the reason why you say it over? Because you want to be Ma'adur the Kais before your Shaisa. Now, let's get back to the Rambam. To me, it would seem.
What was the Makar to say over the whole Haggadah?
No, I don't. Well, he wanted to make a Hashena Hidr, Mr. Rove.
You
want to say Hashena Hidr? It was?
Why not just Halal?
No. I see the Shaila is like this. Why not just Halal? But I think the answer is like this. The Mishnah Berurah says that you pour the Kais before Lefichach. Why do we pour the Kais before Laman Ishtana? Let me ask the other one. Why do we pour the Kais before Laman Ishtana? Kidei Shishaloth Yinaikis. When should you pour it? When should you pour it? No? Mishnah Berurah says, by Lefichach. Pilei Poyim, the Rambam says, you need not go to Halakais. Teretz is, Mishnah Berurah is going with the Mordechai for some reason. That he held it with Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma doesn't get a Kais, so just say over Halal. But Lemaisa, the Rambam says that you need Haggadah Halakais. What's the pshat? The Rambam learned, I would suggest, that Haggadah is also a Shevach. Like the Gemara says, Megillah is a Shevach. Why is Megillah a Shevach? Kriya Zui Lula. Kriya Zui Lula. The deceiver says, why don't you make a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? He says, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha on Mitzvahs on Kiddush? Shekhi Yishon Mitzvah, Likuris HaKiddush. He says, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a shevach. Because a bracha is a shevach, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't say a shevach al shevach. Look in the Sivis, in the beginning of the Haggadah, you don't make a bracha on Sivis Yitzrayim, because Sivis Yitzrayim is a shevach. Mevela, Halter Rambam, Haggadah is also a shevach. So Mele holds your Mahadur the Kais with Haggadah. He holds your Mahadur the Kais with Haggadah. So therefore, Chometz Chaim brings down the Sheets HaMordechai for some reason. He holds your Mahadur the Kais only hollow. But the Rambam and the other Yishayim say your Mahadur the Kais with Haggadah. Therefore, he said over the Gans Haggadah. That's how I would, it's hard to say Pshat in the Maisa, but anyway. So let's get back to the Rambam, the way I think we should learn Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, as we said, there's two halachas of drinking dalakaisis. One halacha of drinking dalakaisis is derech eres l'kayim mashenemer b'pasik v'zachar t'kiyev v'yisav eretz mitzrayim chayiv od l'har esach m'kiyev mitzrayim, and that's a kiyim in the mitzvah of Haggadah. But there's also another din of dalakaisis. What's this other din of dalakaisis? The Rambam says, your yaitza, even though it is high, I would say poshut pshat, it's not brought down in Shas as far as I know, but it's brought down in Rashi and in the Mechilta, that the dalakaisis were niskin, kineged, the four lashonis of gula. Right? Is memela, there was dalakaisis kineged? Question, you can learn why four? Four is because Kenegi. But not that the whole reason why you have the four kaises, any kaises, is because of the Lashayna Sagula. But you can learn not that way. four kaisis can neged the four lashonis agula. So one is a kiyum of agoda, one is dalad kaisis. Therefore, the Ram says if it's chai, it's not cheris, but it's dalad kaisis. If you drink him babas achas, and you what does babas achas mean? The Chofetz Chaim is noted to say one after another without a hefsek. Doesn't mean that you didn't drink it on the proper seder. You drank it one after another. You didn't emphasize the four, so therefore you're yotze cheres, but you're not yotze dalad kaisis keneged the dalad shoynes agula. Then the Rambam says, I'll tell you something else, mamish from Lashon HaGemara. Dalad kaisis tikne rabbanan. The Hazal or Mesakin dalad kaisis. That's it. Kol chad v'chad never b'mitzvah. Let's be mahadar each kais. That's a separate halacha. The din of basachas means your mamish drank him ritzufin. Not the basachas, he had a hefsik in between. How long the hefsik is, basically, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say. But after you makayim the din of dalad kaisis, so the chazal say, no chazal, let's be mahadr the kais, b'ma mahadr. Dalad kaisis tikna rabbonin derecheris kol chad v'chad nava b'mitzvah. Let's do a mitzvah, and through the mitzvah, you're mahadr the kais. That's what I would say pshat in the Rama. Now, let me just mention a different. Everyone agrees. I see, right? I'm happy. Anyway, the only thing is that last kais before chatzais bothers me. The guy also says the last kais should be before chatzais because the first kais has to be after chatzais. He says the last kais has to be before chatzais. The belt is not so mocked at him for some reason. Basically, the Rambam says like this: you have to be baschul b'gnus u'misayim b'shvach. What does that mean? The Rambam says you have to say mitchila oyvei avoy dezar oy avoy seinu. And then you have to say Abodim Yul Parai, and then we went out to Cheres Derek Nisa. Let me ask a shaila to the Yilam. I understand that we were in bondage and we went out free, and that's the Maschul Benus Umisayim Mishvach, and the reason is to magnify the Toiv of the Ribbono Shel Olam did to us. We were so low and we became so high. But what does it mean we were Avodah, we were Avodah Avodah Zarah, we were Kaifrim, we went after Hevel, and we finished with Dasa Emes, Shekaravnu HaMokim Loi, the Hivdilonu Min HaToyim, the Karavnu Yehudai. When did that take place? What does it mean? What does it mean the Ribbono Shel Olam took us close to his Avodah? What's the Pashuk Shot? The Haggadah means that we celebrate, we're Mesameich with the Yeshua, it's a Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're happy. In fact, if a person is not happy, the pasuk says in Teichocha, Tachas Hashloi Avadatas Hashem Lekecho B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivav. It happens to be a tzvi on the person who serves the Ribbono Shel Olam without happiness. Ve'vesi kol haklolos alecha. Ribbono Shel Olam says he'll bring all the curses. So you have to be happy what happened to us. What exactly happened to us? It surely doesn't mean Matan Torah. Even though V'lokachti means Matan Torah. Matan Torah is not the night of Mitzrayim. The Rambam says the mitzvah is to say what happened to us in Mitzrayim. What does it mean, v'karav l'v'yichudei? I think the Pasha Pshat is that even though we didn't have Matan Torah yet, and even though we really were not at Har Sinai, but our level changed, we became a different people. The Pasuk says in B'chukai Sai, Avodim ki avodai hein, you are my slaves, Asher etzisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. We became Avdei Hashem. That's what happened. Before we weren't Avdei Hashem, and there was a total change. We became Avdei Hashem. That's what it means. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us at the night of Mitzrayim, and he took us close to him. He made us Avodim. That's what the Pasuk says. Because you are Avodaihem, Asher etzisi eschem Mitzrayim. And then it's the first capital to Tehillim indicates that. It says, Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, etzisi Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's exactly what we became, Avdei Hashem. The Briskerov is Medayik. We say at the end, Meshiva L'gula, the Avdus L'cheiris. One could refer to the physical emancipation, the other one could refer to the spiritual gain. But why does it say Me'evu L'yantif? A person is not a novel. It becomes a yantif. You finish your 12 months, it's a yantif. We should say, we were from Avelis, the lawyer Avelis. What's that as a yantif? Zok the Briskerov, this thought. It's not true. We didn't just lose the avdus of being Mitzrayim. We didn't just lose the bondage. We had a tremendous gain. We became Avdei Hashem. Being an Eved Lashem happens to be a cause for a yontif. Our status changed. The Chaim Lavovitz writes, everyone is an Eved. Some are Avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and some are Avodim to Olam Hazeh. The more Eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the less Eved to Olam Hazeh. The more Eved to Olam Hazeh, the less to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we're all Avodim. And Ein Bein Chayrin, the only true Eved who enjoys himself, is an Eved who's Isaac B'Tyrin. So really at the night of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we're all happy that we're free, we're out of bondage, part of the happiness is Mascho Bignus Mitchila Oivde Avoyda Zarehem Va'achshu Keravnu L'mokam. And now Rebbe Yishlo made us Avde Yashem. That's cause for celebration that we have a different status. There's halachas, we can't become Avodim if we sell ourselves to Eved Ivri, it's a taina, and if we become an Eved, there's a limit to what the master could persecute us. These are all halachas because we're Avde Hashem. We are considered, we're in a different status. I saw Reb Leib, the son from the Chofetz Chaim, says his father once sat down to eat. He says, I can't eat. He says, why can't you eat, Tati? He says, the Gemara in Gittin says, Avde, the loishavi in the Haim Karse, he doesn't make enough money to feed himself. Lamare ulamarase, loishavi, he's not worth anything. Lamare ulamarase, boy, what do the masters need him? And Eved is worth something if he works. If he doesn't work, he doesn't get mezainis from his master. The Gemara in Gittin says, Chofetz Chaim said, I didn't do much today. I have no right to eat. Chofetz Chaim didn't make jokes. Didn't make litzanis. He meant it seriously. And then he went to his son. He said, Reb Leib, I was miyashiv. Tomorrow I'll do double. And therefore, it's going to entitle me to eat. Or Avdi Hashem. And that is really the celebration. We have to really appreciate Ashreinu Matei Chalkeinu U'mayofe Yerushaseinu. Shkoyach. Now I want to give a tremendous hearty Yashkoyach.